哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹长子，大家平安。
Peace be with you all。
今天晚上我们继续来查考哥罗西书。
So let's continue studying the book of Colossians。
刚刚我们唱那一首诗歌 ，Because He Lives， 因他活着。
Before we just sang the hymn Because He Lives。
是小弟最喜欢的诗歌之一。
And this is one of my favorite hymns。
啊，记得十几年前，快二十年前参加 NYTS 的时候。
I remember almost 20 years ago when I attended NYTS。
第一次唱到这首歌。
The first time I sang this hymn。
很有气势。
I felt very invigorated.
很有力量。
I felt very powerful.
因为这首诗告诉我们。
Because this hymn tells us.
我们的主耶稣基督不是在博物馆里面。
That our Lord Jesus Christ does not live in a museum.
不是在图书馆里面那本书。
Or not in a book in a library.
更不是在坟墓里面。
And even more, definitely not in a grave.
我们的主耶稣基督是活着的。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is alive.
不单只是活在我们心里。
Not only does He live in our hearts,
更是在灵界
even more in the spiritual world,
在天上
in the heavens,
为我们代祷
and He prays for us,
是给我们力量
He gives us strength.
所以因为主耶稣有复活
and so because He resurrected,
他超越了死亡
He overcame death,
他成为我们的主
and He is our God.
所以他是超越的
and so He is a God of, that overcomes.
所以基督教比一切其他的宗教都超越
and that's why the Christian church overcomes or is better than other religions.
主耶稣基督比所有宗教的教主都超越。
Because Jesus Christ has overcome all the other religions.
因为他是唯一一个可以超过死亡的。
Because he's the only one who could overcome death.
因为他不只是人。
Because he's not just a human.
他更是神。
Even more, he is God.
我们今天靠他。
So today, by relying on him,
可以胜过死亡的黑暗。
We can overcome the darkness of death.
死亡的权势。
The power of death.
还有罪的权势。
And the power of sin.
所以哥罗西书的主题就是高举基督的超越。
And so the theme of the book of Colossians is to lift up the victory of Jesus.
Supremacy.
The supremacy of
有了基督,
If we have Christ,
就有了一切,
then we have everything.
了解基督,
If we understand Christ,
就不需要被别的东西来迷惑,
then we will not become lost in other things.
好, 所以我们继续来看,
so let's continue to read.
哥罗西书的第一章,
Colossians chapter 1.
我们来看24节之前, 我们继续来看这个15节到20节
Let's continue looking from verses 15 to 22.
昨天晚上我们讲了很多。
We talked about this a lot last night.
早上我们也讲过神，主耶稣基督他是谁。
We also talked about who Jesus Christ was this morning.
他是神在肉身的显现。
He is the image of the invisible God.
万物都是靠他造的。
And all, by him all things are created.
他在用全能的命令透支了万有。
And he has dominion over all things.
现在我们来讲第一个观念。
So let's look at the first concept.
这是在第十八节。
In verse 18.
这里说他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
It says that he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence.
这里圣经告诉我们。
Here the Bible tells us.
主耶稣是第一个真正从死里复活而没有再死的人。
Jesus is the first person who actually died, who actually resurrected from death.
没有错，在旧约的时代，也有很多人，也有一些人因为神迹奇事从死里复活。
We know that in the Old Testament, some people did resurrect because of a miracle.
但是呢，他们后来也是死了。
But after that, they still died.
主耶稣是第一个原始的从死里复活而没有再经历死亡。
Jesus is the first one who died, resurrected, and then didn't die again.
所以他凡事上居首位。
And that is why he has the preeminence over everything.
所以我们今天来想一个问题。
So let's think of a question.
今天我们的属灵生命有没有彰显出来？
Today, do we manifest our spiritual lives?
No, 我们要问自己一个问题。
We need to ask ourselves a question.
有没有让主耶稣基督在我们的生命里面居首位？
Do I let Jesus Christ have a preeminence in my life?
如果有让主耶稣基督居首位，
If we let him have our preeminence.
还有第十八节说，有让主耶稣基督做我们的头。
And verse 18 says, we let Jesus be our head.
那我们的生命就要改变。
Then our lives will change.
如果我们来查考，或是来学习医学，会发觉身体其实所有的器官呢，整个身体的健康啊，会跟头脑连着一起的。
If we study medicine, then we know that all of the functions in our bodies are linked to the brain.
为什么会胃痛？
Why does your stomach hurt?
紧张。
Because you're nervous.
你紧张了，哎，胃就不听话了，哦，这里面痛。
Once you're nervous, then your stomach stops listening to you and then it hurts.
你紧张了，内分泌就失调。
Once you get nervous, then things you get butterflies in your stomach.
精神很劳累的，肝都出问题了。
And when you're very tired, then your kidney has problems.
这里那个头有问题，你身体就有问题。
So if your head has problems, your body will have problems.
心情好了啊。 快快乐乐的，身体都比较健康。
But when you're in a good mood, you're happy, then your body is healthy.
所以头有问题，身体就有问题。
So if your head has problems, your body has problems.
不要只是想身体的部分而已。
Don't just think about your body.
心理的问题，头脑的问题。
Think about the problems in your head, in your heart.
同样的，如果我们今天我们的生活不平安不快乐。
In the same way, if our lives are not smooth, if they're not at peace.
可能你的头有问题。
Maybe your head has a problem.
不是你这个头有问题。
Not that your head has a problem.
不是我们没有把自己接到基督做我们的头。
But that we have not allowed Jesus to be our head.
没有主耶稣基督做我们的首位。
So Jesus is not our preeminence.
我们都是相信主耶稣基督。
We all believe in Jesus Christ.
我们都有来教堂。
We all 什么？
有来教堂，有来教会。
We all come to church.
但是有没有把主耶稣放首位？这个就不一另外一回事。
But do we put him first in our lives? That's another story.
来教会是个形式上，人有来了。
We come to church as an action. My body is here.
但是在我思想的当中。
But in my thoughts.
有没有想到主耶稣呢？
Do I think about Jesus?
在我日常生活当中做决定的时候。
In my daily lives, when I make decisions.
有没有想到主耶稣呢？
Do I think about Jesus?
还有把主耶稣想的是最重要呢？
And do I treat him as the most important thing?
如果有的话。
If we do.
主耶稣是首位的话。
If Jesus is the first in your life,
主耶稣的生命就会进到我们的身体里面。
Then his life will enter into our bodies.
同样的，夫妻为什么有时候会吵架？
In the same way, how come a couple will fight sometimes?
当然，吵架是正常，但是常常吵架就不正常。
Of course, it's normal to fight sometimes, but it's not normal to fight all the time.
还有吵架没有和好，这不正常。
And it is not normal to fight and not make up.
为什么会吵架？
Why do people fight?
为什么不和？
Why aren't they in agreement?
因为基督没有做头。
Because Jesus is not their head.
你自己要做头。
You want to be head.
有时候太太要做头。
Sometimes the wife wants to be the head.
当然会吵架。
And of course they'll fight.
丈夫要做头，但是没有听主耶稣的话。
If the husband wants to be the head, but he doesn't listen to Jesus Christ.
没有道理。
He's illogical.
当然管不住太太。
Then of course he can't make his wife listen to him.
没有基督做头，就会出问题。
If Christ is not the head, then there'll be problems.
教会为什么有时候会失去和睦？
How come sometimes the church will lose its harmony?
就是基督没有做头。
Because Jesus is not the head.
或是没有让基督做头。
Or the church doesn't allow Jesus to be the head.
所以就是说生命的改变是因为基督要进来居首位。
So from here it says that our lives will change if Jesus is the head, if he has the preeminence.
弟兄姐妹，请问你家里那本圣经你放哪里？
Brothers and sisters, let me ask you, where do you keep your Bible at home?
家里那份报纸放在今天的桌上。
You put your newspaper on your living room table.
那个八卦杂志 People 啦什么的哦，都放的。随时拿得到。
You put your People magazines and your other magazines in a place where you can get them easily.
你圣经放哪里？
But where do you put your Bible?
有人说有啊，我放教会啊。
I leave it in church.
我来教会不用带啊。
So that way I don't have to bring it to church.
哇，好方便哦。
It's so convenient.
因为平常没有在看。
Because I'm not reading it normally anyway.
需要道理的时候找不到。
And so when I need the teaching, you can't find it.
没有把基督放首位。
You don't put Jesus as first in your life.
请问你什么时候祷告？
Let me ask you, when do you pray?
你宁愿牺牲一点时间早点起来祷告呢？
Are you willing to sacrifice a little time and wake up earlier to pray?
还是忙了一天一个晚上最累的五分钟来祷告？
Or do you go busy yourself for a whole day and then you use the 5 minutes that you're most tired at night to pray?
Hallelujah, 咱们就说
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Good night, Jesus.
Good night.晚安。
把主耶稣放在最后一位。
And you put Jesus as the last in your life.
你的钱你怎么花？
How do you use your money?
你奉献是不是把用剩的啊有剩啊感恩捐？
Do you offer whatever you have left?
还是拿到薪水先扣起来十分之一放奉献箱？
Or do you get your salary and first take out tithe 10% and then put it in the offering box?
我们得不到神的福气。
If we can't receive the blessing of God,
不能怪神。
We can't blame God.
没有把神放首位。
Because you don't put God as first in your life.
所以保罗告诉我们。
So Paul tells us.
基督他是超越的。
Jesus overcame.
他 deserve, 他值得我们把他放首位。
So he deserves to be first in our lives.
他是首先福生的。
He has the preeminence.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
就是说因为父喜欢叫一切丰盛的在他里面居住。
It says that it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness shall dwell.
丰盛这是一个关键字一个 key word.
Fullness here is a key word.
在哥罗西书里面讲了好几次他的基督的丰盛。
In Colossians, it talks many times about the fullness of Christ.
第二章第九节也说神本性二章九节一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
In chapter 2, verse 9, it says, For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
什么叫丰盛？
What is fullness?
就是没有缺乏。
It means you're not lacking anything.
很完整。
It's very perfect.
不需要更加多了。
You don't need anything else.
在基督耶稣里面什么好处都有。
In Christ, you have all the benefit that you need.
最好的道理也在里面呢。
You have the best teachings.
最好的恩典在里面呢。
You have the best grace.
圣灵在里面呢。
You have the Holy Spirit.
你根本不需要他去找别的东西来满足你。
So you don't need to find other things to satisfy you.
但是今天很可惜啊。
But today is very sad.
我们没有好好去查考道理。
We don't study the Bible diligently.
没有好好去读圣经。
We don't read the Bible.
没有好好去追求圣灵充满。
We don't pursue the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
然后心灵就很空虚。
And then our hearts are empty.
结果呢，跑去找那些。根本是次一等的东西。
And then what? Then you go out and you find whatever.
找哲学来了解。
You try to find
philosophy
to try to understand things.
了解一下别人信什么，他不要知道。
Try to understand what other people believe, so I can understand more.
考究考究，研究研究。
And so you go and research.
或者是用物质来填满自己。
Or use material things to satisfy yourself.
用享受来填满自己。
To use enjoyment to satisfy ourselves.
我们最丰盛的那个主耶稣基督，我们却把它放一边了。
And we take this most full thing, this fullness of Jesus Christ, and we throw it to the side.
保罗说啊，基督耶稣有神的所有的神性，所有一切的丰盛的恩典在他里面。
Paul said that Jesus has the fullness of the Godhead bodily in him.
你不需要再去找别人了。
You don't need to find anyone else.
你渴慕，你空虚，你来找主耶稣。
If you're empty, then you should come and find Jesus.
像我们这两个礼拜 NYTS.
In these 2 weeks of NYTS.
有时候我在想，为什么年轻人会来到 NYTS?
Sometimes I wonder how come youths come to NYTS.
如果你把这个 program 啊，从头到尾形容给。把它写出来啊，看看外面那些社会的年轻人要来参加。你给他1000块，他不一定会来。
If you write up the NYTS curriculum and you try to advertise it to somebody outside of church, even if you give them $1,000, they probably still wouldn't attend.
从早到晚两个礼拜。
You're there full the whole day.
7点到晚上11点。
From 7 to 11 for 2 weeks.
哇，整天祷告几个小时。
And how many hours of a day do you pray?
哇，真的是这边。真的是不是一般人会来的。
Most people would not come.
但是为什么我们教会那么多青年来？
But how come so many youths in our church come?
还来得那么高兴。
And they're so happy to be here.
肉体很累，今天我们每一个人，每一个人都说很累。
Physically they're tired. Everybody I asked today, they said they're tired.
脸上每一个都笑眯眯的。
But every one of you.
看着你们的光，你们的脸好像在 shining.
But every one of you are smiling and your faces are shining.
那个牙齿，那个眼睛哦。
Your teeth, your eyes.
很漂亮。
They're very pretty.
因为基督的丰盛在这里。
Because the fullness of Jesus is here.
肉体很累，心灵很满足。
And even though our bodies are tired, our hearts are filled.
这个就是主耶稣的宝贵。
This is what's so precious about Jesus.
亲近神的宝贵。
This is the how precious it is to draw close to God.
我再来看20节。
Let's look at verse 20.
既然借着他在十字架上所流出的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是天上的，在地上的，天上的，都与自己和好了。
And by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross.
21节。
21.
你们从前与神隔绝，因为恶行，心里与他为敌。22节。
22.
但如今借着基督的肉体肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成为圣洁，没有瑕疵，没有责备，把你们引到自己面前呢。
Verse 22, in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight.
有时候我们读圣经啊，在读两节的时候，如果有一个字出现两次，这个就是关键字。
Usually, if we read the Bible in 2 verses, we see one word show up twice, then that's a key word.
这两节有哪一个字出现两次？
In these 2 verses, which word shows up twice?
啊，哪一个字？
Which word?
有没有？有了加十分呢。
Give you 10 points if you can.
啊。Reconcile, 我已经数一二三了，所以没有了，慢一点。
Oh, sorry, I counted to 3 already.
但是也不错啊。
But you're
reconcile, right. Reconcile, 就是要和好。
Reconciled.
这个是关键字，基督的工作，基督在神里面，神在基督耶稣里面的工作是什么？
What is the work of Jesus in the Father and the Father and the Son?
就是要我们和好。
Is to be reconciled, is for us to be reconciled.
这个是一个很重要的观念呢。
I'll say again, this is a very important key word.
主耶稣为我们带来什么？
What did Jesus bring us?
十字架为我们带来什么？
What did the cross bring us?
宝血带来什么？
What did the blood bring us?
就是和好。
Reconciliation.
这里有两种和好。
There's 2 types of reconciliation here.
第一种和好就是我们跟神和好。
The first is that we were reconciled with God.
我们本来跟神很好的，为什么要和好？
At first we were fine with God. Why do we have to be reconciled?
当神创造我们的时候。
When God created us.
当亚当夏娃在伊甸园乐园的时候。
When Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden.
他们跟神很好。
They were fine with God.
但是后来罪进到世界。
But then sin entered the world.
他们就跟神不好了。
And then they were no good with God.
神没有办法要把他们赶出去。
And God had to drive them out of the garden.
然后他们也没有办法控制自己继续的犯罪得罪神。
And they could not control themselves, so they continued to sin against God.
死亡进到世界里面。
And so death entered the world.
人没有几代开始的就完全不认识神。
And only a couple generations later, humans did not even know God.
直到今天也是一样。
It's the same today.
今天整个人类跟神没有和好。
Today, humankind is not reconciled with God.
就好像有时候看到教会里面的弟兄姐妹。
Sometimes I see brothers and sisters in church.
当孩子长大。
When their kids grow up.
哎呀 ，teenager 的时候。
And when they are teenagers.
有时候爸爸看那个孩子看得很不顺眼。
Sometimes the dads are not that happy with their kids.
怎么给我弄这种头发？
Why do you have that kind of hairstyle?
怎么好像整天欠打的样子
？How come you have 欠打？
你 beating up.
Oh, how come I need to beat you up all the time?
我这样跟老爸讲话。
And this is how they talk to each other.
孩子看爸爸也很不顺眼。
And the kids are not happy with their dads.
整天找我麻烦。
The whole day he's nagging me.
不想跟你讲话。
I don't want to talk to you.
父子之间没有和好。
And so fathers and sons are not reconciled.
我们跟神本来就是不和好，因为有罪。
We originally were not at peace with God because we had sin.
神看我们不顺眼，因为我们有罪。
And God did not look nicely upon us because we had sin.
我们看神也不顺眼，你不想听他的话。因为自己做不出来，很叛逆。
We also weren't happy with God because we couldn't obey His commandments, and that made us feel bad.
怎么办？两个不讲话了。
And so now what? Nobody talks to each other.
父子不讲话怎么办
？What happens if the father doesn't talk?
在座很多姐妹啊，很多妈妈们了，怎么办
？There are a lot of mothers here. What do you do?
父子吵架了。
If a father and a son fight,
这个时候妈妈要当这个中间人。
Then mother has to be the mediator.
哎呀，老公啊，不要那么生气嘛。
Hey, don't be so mad.
孩子还小嘛
？The kid's still small.
哎呀，不要跟他硬来了，青春期嘛。
So don't be so hard on him.
原谅他，原谅他。
Just forgive him.
哎，转过头来要跟儿子说。
And then she tells the son.
你刚刚跟你爸讲话是不对的。
You shouldn't talk like that to your father.
那么冲，爸爸很辛苦赚钱，知道吗
？You know your father works very hard to make money.
等一下，自己去跟爸爸对不起。
So you go say sorry to your dad.
好了，妈妈在中间，好了，两个和好了。
So the mother brings everybody together.
我不晓得这些戏码有没有每天在家里上演哦。
I don't know if this actually happens in your family.
所以有时候家里那个和平的人啊，那个中间人很重要。
So sometimes a peacemaker is very important in the family.
父母不能一切生气，有时候一个人冷静一点。
Both the mom and the dad can't both be angry. One of them has to be a little cooler.
好了，神很生我们气，我们也不听神的话，怎么办
？And so if God is angry with us and we don't listen to Him, then what?
主耶稣来了。
Then Jesus came.
为我们流出宝血。
And He shed His blood for us.
求神赦免我们。
And he asked God to forgive us.
我们也要跟主耶稣的话来悔改。
And so we must also repent.
所以这个就是和好。
So this is reconciliation.
所以只有主耶稣基督来到世上，我们才能够跟神和好。
So only when Jesus Christ came to the world could we be reconciled with God.
因为他流出宝血，赦去我们的罪。
Because he shed his blood to wash away our sins.
罪不解决，没有和好。
If sin could not be resolved, there could be no reconciliation.
其他宗教道理讲得很好。
Other religions talk about great teachings.
要有爱心啊，施舍啦，行善啊，那个都没话讲。
You have to have love. You have to do good. We can't say anything against that.
但是那些宗教只是叫人家做善行。
But those religions only tell people to do good.
没有办法跟神和好。
They can't tell people how to be reconciled with God.
因为行善，我们本来就应该要这样做。
Because to do good is something you're supposed to do anyway.
行善没有办法解决罪的问题。
But doing good could not resolve the problem of sin.
只有基督耶稣可以。
Only Jesus Christ could.
所以在基督耶稣里面，我们跟神和好。
So in Jesus Christ, we could be reconciled with God.
所以这个是一个很重要的观念。
This is a very important concept.
有时候我们想一个问题。
Sometimes we think of a question.
为什么我们没有平安
？How come we don't have peace？
想想看，为什么没有
？You think about it. How come you don't have peace？
为什么没有喜乐
？How come we don't have joy？
为什么没有盼望
？How come we don't have hope？
很可能是我们跟神没有和好。
Very likely it's because we're not reconciled with God.
神很生我们的气，我们可能自己不知道。
We may not even know that God is angry at us.
可能神不会给你一个异象，很生气，一个眼睛瞪着你。
Maybe God will not give you a vision of two angry eyes staring at you.
因为神很爱我们，知道看一下这样大概三天睡不着。
Because God loves us very much and He knows that if He gives us that vision, we won't sleep for 3 days.
但是心里如果不平安不喜乐
，But our hearts are not at peace, are not joyful.
有罪在里面
，Because there's sin inside.
有亏欠在神面前
，Because we feel like we owe God.
我们跟神的关系没有和好。
Relationship with God is not reconciled,
就没有平安
and so we will not have peace.
就没有喜乐
we will not have joy.
所以那根源是我们跟神的关系
and so the reason is our relationship with God.
所以第一个和好就是我们跟神在基督里面和好
so the first reconciliation is reconciliation between us and God in Christ.
第二个和好
the second reconciliation
就是我们呢弟兄姐妹之间人与人之间的一个和好
is reconciliation between brothers and sisters among humans.
这是一个次序的问题
次序
的 sequence.
This is a sequential problem or issue.
当我们每一个人跟神和好了
，When every one of us is reconciled with God，
其实啊， 我们人员之间呢，自然就会和好。
Then actually we will automatically be at harmony with brothers and sisters.
因为罪的问题解决了。
Because once sin is resolved.
我们有时候看到夫妻的问题。
Sometimes we look at problems between couples.
有时候夫妻的问题很难辅导。
Sometimes it's very hard to counsel a husband and a wife.
为什么？你问老婆，她说啊，那个老公真的是很烂。
Why you ask the wife and the wife says?
怎么讲了一大堆。
My husband sucks.
你问这个弟兄，他说哎呀。这个太太实在是怎么样
And then you ask the husband, and he says, "Oh, my wife does this and that."
公说公有理，婆说婆有理。
And so they just go on forever.
你怎么讲
？And what can you say?
其实有时候不是他们两个之间的问题。
Actually, sometimes it's not a problem between the two of them.
其实夫妻发生问题之前
，before the husband and wife had a problem.
他们自己跟神已经可能出问题了。
They probably already had their own problems with God.
可能是一方，可能是双方。
It could have been just one of them, or it could have been both of them.
这个问题他们自己不知道。
And they didn't know about that problem.
跟神已经疏离了。
They had already been separated from God.
神的爱已经不在他心里面了。
God's love was already not in their hearts.
神的饶恕不在他心里面了。
The forgiveness of God was not in their hearts.
所以没有办法辅导。
So you can't counsel them.
除非辅导他。你自己跟神的关系要重新思考。
So the only way you could counsel them is if they first reconcile themselves with God.
父子关系也是一样。
It's the same with a father and a son.
弟兄姐妹之间也是一样。
It's the same between brothers and sisters.
我们如果跟神没有和好，
if we are not reconciled with God,
跟人的关系也绝对不会好。
Then we will definitely have bad relationships with other people.
这个是连在一起的。
Because this is all connected.
从来没有一个人。
There has never been a person
哇他信心很好
who had great faith,
很有爱心
who has a lot of love,
很有信心
who has a lot of faith,
很有盼望
who has a lot of hope.
哇神很喜欢他
and God really likes him.
结果大家看到他都很讨厌他
but everybody else hates him.
应该没有吧、哦、
There is nobody like this.
有的话跟我介绍一下
If there is, please introduce him to me.
因为这种人应该是不会存在的
because I don't think this person exists.
你跟神关系很好
if you have a good relationship with God,
自然人就会很喜欢你
then naturally everybody else will like you.
因为圣经讲得很清楚
because the Bible tells us clearly,
主耶稣他长大的时候
when Jesus was growing up,
神跟人喜爱他的心都在增长
it said that he grew in favor with God and with men.
神喜欢你父母一定喜欢你
if God likes you, your parents like you.
今天呢，我们不要 complain 我们的父母。
Today we should not complain about our parents.
如果你父母很不喜欢你
，If your parents really don't like you，
可能问题不是在你父母上面。
Maybe the problem isn't with your parents.
自己的样子就很讨厌了，自己不知道。
Maybe it's you and you just don't know it.
真的，如果神很喜欢你，父母就会喜欢你。
Really, if God likes you, your parents will like you.
神很喜欢你，弟兄姐妹就会喜欢你。
If God likes you, your brothers and sisters will like you.
你一来，哇，真好啊！来，join我们。
And when you show up, everybody will be happy to see you.
但是如果你一来，大家都跑开了。
But if you show up and everybody runs away.
他不喜欢跟你讲话。
Nobody likes to talk to you.
怕你的脾气。
They're afraid of your temper.
怕你那个嘴巴。
They're afraid of your mouth.
那可能你跟神之间已经出了大问题了。
Maybe you already have a big problem with God.
所以，神在基督里面的工作。
So the work of God in Christ.
就是要帮助我们跟神和好。
Is to help us reconcile ourselves with God.
帮助我们弟兄姐妹要和好。
Is to help brothers and sisters be reconciled with each other.
所以我们学员这次 NYTS 回去。
So this time when we leave from NYTS.
第一件事情要跟你父母和好。
The first is you must be reconciled with your parents.
过去做了什么、哦、态度讲了什么话 对不起父母的要跟父母和好
The attitude you had before the words you said to your parents we have to reconcile ourselves
要谦卑
We have to be humble
回到教会
To go back to church
跟那个你生他气的人你要跟他和好
To reconcile ourselves with the person who you're angry at
你觉得你不喜欢谁你要去跟他和好
Whoever you don't like you have to reconcile yourself with them
基督在我们里面的工作、啊、
This is the work of Christ in the church
不然我们这边祷告那么久
Otherwise we pray for so long
回去看到那个以前你讨厌的人还是继续讨厌
And you go back and you see the person you hate and you still hate him
那个人就白来这边了。
Then you came here for nothing.
所以基督要帮助我们和好。
So Christ will help us to reconcile.
给我们力量跟别人和好。
To give us the strength to reconcile ourselves.
我们继续来看。
Let's continue reading.
那个23节。
Verse 23.
只要你们在所信的道上恒心，根基稳固，坚定不移，不致被引动失去福音的盼望。这福音就是你们所听过的，也是传给普天下万人听的。我保罗也做了这福音的执事。
If indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister.
这里说在信的道上要扎根，你就不会怕被人家引动离开。
Here it says we have to be grounded and steadfast in the faith, and then we will not be moved away.
我们知道这个世界有很多东西要让我们离开神。
We know that there are a lot of things in this world that can make us leave God.
应该是说啊，世界上所有的东西的力量都是魔鬼控制的，都是要我们离开神。
As you could say that everything in this world is the power of Satan trying to make us leave God.
只有一个力量 把我们拉在神里面。
There is only one strength keeping us within Christ.
这是神的真理。
This is the truth of God.
神的爱。
The love of God.
就像一棵树。
It's like a tree.
有时候我看一棵树。
Sometimes I see a tree.
那么大，那么重。
It's so big and so heavy.
你一个人都没有办法把它拖起来。
There's no way you, as one person, could lift that tree out.
有时候一个树可以几吨重啊，那个身体，那个树根、树身体。
Sometimes one tree could be a couple tons heavy.
但是为什么树可以完全不动
？But how come a tree can not ever move?
你不需要通撑它，它可以撑你。
You don't have to hold it up. It actually could hold you up.
因为它在很深的下面呢、啊，有根基。
Because it is deeply rooted.
你看不到的根在哪里
？You can't see the roots.
但是它的存在，它的生命就在它的根里面。
But its existence, its life, is because of its roots.
因为有根，它才有树干。
Because of its roots, it has branches.
所以我们弟兄姐妹，尤其是我们年轻人
，And so us brothers and sisters, especially those of us who are young,
一定要在主耶稣里面扎根。
We must be rooted in Christ.
来 NYTS 就是来扎根。
When we come to NYTS, we come to root ourselves.
祷告就是扎根。
We pray to root ourselves.
学习道理就是扎根。
We learn, and this is rooting ourselves.
有一个青年
，There's a youth,
他想要去传福音呢
，Who wanted to go preach.
他说他要他的 science teacher 他要他的科学老师那边，我要传福音给我科学老师。
And he said, I'm going to go preach to my science teacher.
这个是我一个表弟啊。
This is a cousin of mine.
他很热心。
He's very zealous.
传福音给他科学老师。
He preached to his science teacher.
老师说好，来，我跟你讲。
The teacher said, Okay, come here, let me tell you.
你要跟我讲宗教，我跟你讲科学，来。
You want to talk religion with me? Let me tell you about science.
你没有读过进化论啊
？You never studied?
没有啊 ，evolution.
Evolution.
来，我跟你补习。
Sure, I'll give you a makeup class.
结果过了两个月。
Two months later.
我这个表弟教会都不来了。
This cousin of mine didn't even go to church anymore.
传福音传到教会都不来了。
He preached to the point that he didn't even come to church anymore.
不然这样没有几句就一下他就倒了。
It was just a couple sentences from his teacher, and just like that, he was gone.
很可怜呢。
This is very sad.
不如不去传。
It was better if he just didn't preach.
他不知道自己还没扎根。
He didn't know that he had not been rooted yet.
结果人家讲一讲，动一动，哎，对呀，就跟着就走了。
And so somebody just said a few things and shook him a little bit, and he was gone.
所以我们要赶快扎根。
And so we must quickly be rooted.
在神的道理上。
In the teachings of Christ,
属灵的体验上
in our spiritual experience,
真理上
in the truth,
我们要扎根
we must be rooted.
好，我们再看回来
let's look back.
我们来看二十四节
in verse 24,
二十四节到二十九节是另外一个段落
verse 24 to 29 is another section.
这段呢是讲另外一种工作
this section is talking about another type of work.
就是在基督里面呢，基督在保罗身上的工作
and this is the work of Christ in Paul.
我们之前是讲神在基督里面的工作。
Before we were talking about the work of God in Christ.
那现在呢，基督也在保罗里面做工啊。
But now Christ is also working in Paul.
当基督在一个人心里面做工的时候
when Christ is working in somebody's heart.
他所彰显出来的能力，他的功效就会很大。
Then the power and the effectiveness that they show will be great.
那现在我们来看第二十四节。
Let's look at verse 24.
现在我为你们受苦，倒觉得欢乐，并且为基督的身体。这是为教会要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。
I now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church.
好，现在我们要讲另外一个观念。
So let's look at another concept.
是有关于受苦的观念。
And this is about suffering.
在为神工作的时候，跟受苦是脱不开的。
We cannot avoid suffering when we're serving God.
那么这里保罗讲什么
？What is Paul saying here?
他说啊，我要我现在为你们受苦啊，我是很欢乐的。
He said that he is rejoicing now in his sufferings for you.
有时候我们读到这里也会觉得很奇怪，没有人喜欢受苦啊。
When we read here, we may think this is weird. Nobody likes suffering.
大家都喜欢享受。
Everybody likes enjoying.
为什么有人受苦会快乐
？How could somebody rejoice in suffering?
这种受苦一定跟一般世界上的受苦不一样。
And so this kind of suffering must be different from normal worldly suffering.
其实世界上很多的苦。
Actually, there's a lot of suffering in this
world. 无论你愿不愿意啊，人生就是一个苦。
Whether or not you want to suffer, life is a suffering.
为什么孩子那么快乐
？How come kids are so happy?
因为他还小，不懂得人生。
Because they're still young, they don't understand life.
每天嘻嘻哈哈的。
They just laugh every day.
我看到我三个孩子在家里，每天从睡醒到睡觉之前，都在嘻嘻哈哈的在玩。
I see my three kids every day from the moment they wake up to the moment they go to sleep, they're laughing and playing.
玩玩具。
They're playing with their toys.
打架。
They're fighting with each other.
去游泳。
They go swimming.
去公园。
They go to the park.
回来再玩。
And they come back and they play some more.
因为小孩子还不懂得人生、啊、
Because kids don't understand life.
不晓得人生的压力。
They don't understand the pressures of life.
人越长越大越笑不出来。
And so the older a person gets, the less he knows how to laugh.
压力很大。
Because the pressures mount on him.
生老病死。
And you're born, you get old, you get sick, and you die.
所以无论你喜不喜欢，人生就是很多的苦。
So no matter whether you like it or not, life is about suffering.
但是如果有另外一种苦,
but if there's another kind of suffering,
如果这种苦是有意义的,
if this kind of suffering has meaning,
在这个受苦的过程当中,
then during the process of this suffering,
你就会觉得喜乐,
you'll feel joyful.
因为我觉得我本来是受苦的了,
you'll feel like I was suffering anyway.
人生本来就是苦,
life was suffering.
但是如果我可以, 为了这个更有意义的事情,
but if I can suffer because of this more meaningful thing,
更崇高的目标,
to go towards a goal,
来受苦的话,
to suffer in this way,
他会觉得快乐,
then this person will feel joyful.
那这个最崇高的目标就是为基督受苦,
and this goal, this most meaningful goal, is to suffer for Christ,
为福音来受苦,
to suffer for the gospel.
那这里说啊, 要补满基督患难的缺欠,
here it says, to fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ.
这句话怎么解释?
How do you explain this?
是不是说基督耶稣受苦还不够?
Does this mean that it wasn't enough for Christ to suffer?
还要保罗给他补一补呢?
That Paul needed to make up some suffering for him?
不是这个意思。
It's not this meaning.
基督耶稣的受苦,
the suffering of Christ,
就是在十字架上面成全救恩,
was to accomplish salvation on the cross.
当主耶稣断气那一刻,
once the second that Jesus breathed his last,
他说成了,
he said, it is finished.
代表他救恩的部分,
this meant that bringing salvation to mankind, this suffering, this stage was over. His blood had been shed. And now his portion is done.
但是问题是,
but the problem is,
主耶稣只是做了一个开始,
Jesus only started. He shed his blood for us and he forgave us to forgive our sins. And he ascended to heaven. But then the church had just been formed. And so when it says his body here, this is, it says the church. They still had to preach to all mankind.
人要把福音传出去,
and so for man to preach the gospel outwards, then more people need to suffer.
传福音是全世界最难的工作,
because preaching is the hardest job in this world.
魔鬼一直在阻挡,
because Satan keeps on trying to stop it.
一直在逼迫,
he keeps on persecuting.
还有传福音呢,牺牲很多,
and you have to suffer and sacrifice much when you preach.
时间,精神,体力,
your time, your effort,
甚至是生命,
even your life.
所以这个就是基督苦难的缺陷。
And so this is what it means by what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ. Because Christ has already ascended. Now it is time to preach to the world. This is up to you and me. And whether we are willing to suffer a little for Christ.
小弟在过去的十年常常因为有机会去的非洲,
in the last 10 years, I had a chance to go to the pioneering areas in Africa.
非洲很多地方啊,
Africa actually has a lot of areas where people are already Christians.
现在因为他们是基督教的国家, 所以我们去那边传福音啊, 才比较方便。
And because a lot of these countries believe in Christ, it's a little easier for us to go preach there.
那么非洲是怎么接受基督教的呢?
How did Africa come to accept Christianity?
是大概有两三百年的历史。
There's about a 200-300 year history.
当时的西方的列强在欧洲啊, 要在那边开拓殖民地。
At the time, when the Western peoples tried to colonize the, Africa,
同时也带了很多的宣教士去,
they also brought many missionaries.
虽然是的, 宣教士他们一心就是要去传福音给当地的人。
And these missionaries had one goal, which was to preach to the natives.
但是当时两三百年前的这个非洲传福音很困难。
But it was very difficult to preach Christianity in Africa 200-300 years ago.
为什么?
Why?
第一,
first,
那个时候没有什么医药。
At the time, there was no medicine.
你得了疟疾啊,
if you got malaria, there was nothing you could take.
等死了,
you just wait to die.
今天不一样, 今天很多药, 很多预防针。
Today is very different. Today there are a lot of vaccines.
我第一次去非洲之前, 哇, 打了六七种。
The first time I went to Africa, before I went, I had 6 or 7 shots.
还有医生给很多药, 一天吃一颗, 一个礼拜吃一颗。
And the doctor gave me a lot of medicine, take this once a week,
还有,
take this once a day.
还有那个蚊怕水啊, 整天, 整个身体喷。
And then I had mosquito repellent that I would spray on my body all the time.
晚上也有蚊帐。
And at night, there would be mosquitoes.
还是会被咬。
But they would still bite me.
但是两三百年前没有这种东西。
But 200-300 years ago, there was none of this.
还有两三百年前, 那个时候, 非洲的那个居民没有, 还没有开发。
Also, 200-300 years ago, the locals weren't so developed in Africa.
看到那个外地的人来,
so when they saw foreigners,
可能会去杀他们,
sometimes they would just kill them
会吃他们,
and eat them.
这个是还没有开发的时候。
And so this was before they started to actually develop.
以前的传教是怎么去非洲传福音的？
So in the past, how did the missionaries go to Africa to preach?
哇，真的是很辛苦。
It's very tough.
真的是用血、用泪、用生命传的。
They really use their blood and their lives to preach.
跟我们今天不一样，今天就去那边太舒服了。
It's different from today. Today when we go there, it's too easy.
啊，以前有一个真实的故事。
There is a true story from the past.
在英国有一个母亲。
That there, Chiang Kai-shek had a mother.
英国。
I'm sorry.
跑到台湾呢，在英国。
Somebody from England went to Africa.
他五个孩子。
And they had five kids.
他五个孩子都很爱神。
All five of her kids really love God.
都想要做传教士。
And they all wanted to be missionaries.
都去一个一个就派去非洲。
And so one by one they went to Africa.
以前的人传教士去了非洲都没有回头的。
In the past, when people went to Africa, they would not come back.
他已经准备好了，去那边就死在那边了。
They basically would just leave, preparing to die there.
不可能回家了，没有命回家了。
There's no way they could go home.
一个去死掉了。
And so one went and he died there.
第二个儿子再去。
The second son went.
又死掉了。
He also died there.
第三个要去。
The third son went.
又死掉了。
He died.
第四个去。
The fourth went.
也死掉了。
And he died.
第五个去。
The fifth went.
最后一个老幺。
The last one.
去。
And he went.
也死掉了。
And also died.
有教会的人就来安慰他的妈妈，他们的妈妈。
So somebody from their church came to comfort the mother.
问他，你有没有后悔让你孩子去当宣教士，去非洲死在那边
？And they asked, Do you regret allowing your five sons to be missionaries to go die in Africa?
他妈妈说。
And the mother said,
我没有后悔。
I don't regret it.
我只后悔我没有多生几个孩子。
I only regret that I didn't have more kids.
可以给神用。
For God to use.
去那边为神。来传福音
to go there and preach for God,
牺牲生命
to give up their lives.
早期就是有很多很爱神的
so early on there are many people who love God like this,
愿意牺牲的
who are willing to sacrifice,
一个一个送去
to send them one by one,
都没有回来
and none of them came back.
直到这样后来福音才在非洲经过两三百年这样才把很多非洲国家感化成为基督教国家
so 200-300 years of this later,then these countries started to become Christian countries.
那我们可能问，那么他们的所传的福音怎么说呢？
And so we may ask, how did they preach back then?
是不是没有意义呢？
Or can you say that they preached for nothing?
没有错，他们所传的不是全备的福音。
Yes, they did not preach the true and complete gospel.
不能使人得救的福音。
They did not preach the gospel of salvation.
但是他们是在为真教会预备道路。
But they prepared the way for the true church.
因为如果今天非洲那些国家不是基督教国家的话
，Because if these countries in Africa were not Christian countries today，
今天我们都没有办法继续传了。
There's no way we could go preach。
如果都是回教国家
，If they were all Muslim countries，
根本进不去。
You can't even get in。
现在我们这一座教会
，But today our True Jesus Church，
非洲已经有13个国家
is in 13 countries in Africa。
还有越来越开拓了更多的地方。
And we are opening up in more and more areas。
因为末期快要到了。
Because the end times are almost here。
这个完备的福音要传到天下，末期才会来到。
This complete gospel needs to be spread to the ends of the earth before the last day comes.
没有错，现在全世界人都在看圣经。
And it's true, everybody in the world today is reading the Bible.
但是很多人还没有得到这个完备的福音。
But many people still have not received this complete gospel.
是25节这里说。
So verse 25 says,
我要把我神的道理全的全备。
Of which it says that.It says, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God which was given to me for you to fulfill the word of God.
把神的道理啊，把完整的神的道理传出去。
It says to preach to fulfill the word of God.
这样子的话，基督才会来到。
Only this way will Jesus come.
那我们再看回来保罗讲这个受苦的观念。
So let's look back to Paul's concept of suffering.
那我们来想一个问题。
And think of a question.
为什么现在的人呢，很多都生活得不快乐？
How come there are many people today who are not happy in their lives?
生活什么都有。
They have everything in their lives.
但是不快乐。
But they're not happy.
我住在温哥华。
I live in Vancouver.
温哥华号称是有被选举过了，我不晓得大家同不同意啊？可能你们说 LA 还比较好。
Vancouver is okay.
有人说了，选举说温哥华是全世界最适合居住的地方。
Some people say that Vancouver is ranked number one in the most livable cities of the world.
气候又很好，没有你们这边那么热。
The climate is nice. It's not as hot as it is here.
冬天也没有东部那么冷。
In the winter, it's not as cold as the East Coast.
有山有水。
There's mountains. There's water.
你要滑雪，半个小时就45分钟就开到了。
If you want to ski, you can drive 25 minutes and you can go ski.
你要海滩，20分钟就到了。
If you want to go to the beach, you can go drive 20 minutes and you're there.
你要吃好吃的点心 dim sum 啊。
If you want to eat good dim sum,
沙西米啊，什么餐啊，你说了出来了都有。
No matter what kind of food you want to eat, we've got it.
都很好吃。
It's all good.
所以下次 MIT 在温哥华你们要来啊。
So next time MITS is in Vancouver, you have to come.
今天我们刚刚在那边结束，但是我发觉温哥华很多人不快乐。
But I realized there are a lot of unhappy people in Vancouver.
有一个姐妹在药局上班呢。
There's a sister who worked in a pharmacy.
我问她说什么药最好卖。
And I asked her what kind of medicine is the most popular medicine these days.
是不是感冒药
？Is it cold medicine？
她说不是。
She said no.
什么药最好卖
？What's the medicine that's most popular？
忧郁症的药。
Antidepressants.
哇，奇怪，那么好的地方，为什么人那么不快乐
？I thought how come in such a great place people are so unhappy？
那么好吃的东西吃进去没有味道。
People eat such great food, but they don't taste it.
那么漂亮的地方住得不耐烦。
There are such beautiful places to live, and people live there all frustrated.
为什么人会这样
？How can people become like this?
一个根本的原因。
One basic reason.
因为人没有受苦。
Because people don't suffer.
如果人没有受苦，他感觉不到快乐。
If people don't suffer, they can't experience joy.
譬如说。
For example.
如果整天都吃很好吃的东西。
If every day all you eat is good food.
你根本不肚子根本不饿。
And your stomach is never hungry.
你吃什么都不好吃。
Then no matter what you eat, it won't taste good.
有一次。
Once.
哇，饿了好几天。
I was hungry for many days.
我好久没有吃到一个白饭。
I hadn't eaten even rice for many days.
还要工作，还要累啊。
And I had to work. I was very tired.
一碗白饭进去，为什么白饭那么甜啊
？And so when that bowl of white rice went into my mouth, it was so sweet.
因为人有受苦。
Because people suffer,
所以你就感觉哎，吃东西的时候好吃啊。
Then you can feel, you can experience the enjoyment when you eat.
白天工作很忙很辛苦，哎，躺下去就睡着了。
When you work hard during the day, then when you lie down at night, you fall asleep right away.
现在的人物质生活不缺乏。
But today nobody lacks in the material sense.
但是肉就是没有什么受，没有什么味。有意义的事情来受苦。
But they don't have anything of meaning to suffer for.
他觉得生活很空虚。
They feel like their lives are empty.
他找更多的刺激。享受满足填满自己。
And they try to find more things to stimulate and to satisfy themselves.
这样是没有用的。
This is all useless.
这是虚空的。
This is all empty.
但是我们来看看保罗。
But let's look at Paul.
我们再看回来二十四节。
Let's look back to verse 24.
这里说我为你们受苦却觉得很欢乐。
It says, I now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up in my flesh what is lacking.
为什么保罗这样讲
?How come Paul said this?
因为保罗的这个苦是为基督的缘故。
Because this suffering is because of Christ.
为了传福音。
It's for the sake of preaching.
我们看那个哥林多后书。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
哥林多后书第六章。
2 Corinthians chapter 6.
第八节。
Verse 8.
我很喜欢这一段。
I really like this section.
这一段看起来很矛盾。
Actually, it seems like it contradicts itself.
但其实呢，在基督里面呢。
But in Christ,
这是保罗的生活的写照。
This is what Paul wrote about his life.
第六节，第六章第八节。
Chapter 6, verse 8.
荣耀、羞辱、恶名、美名，是不是诱惑人的，却是诚实的？第九节。
Verse 9.
是不是不为人知的，却是人所共知的？是不是死，却是活着的？是不是责罚，却不止于丧命？是否忧愁，却是常常快乐？是不是贫穷，却是叫许多人富足？师父一无所有，却是样样都有。
Verse 8, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, verse 9, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and not yet not killed, 10, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things.
我们来想想保罗到底有什么。
Let's think about what Paul had.
保罗两千年之前他的生活到底有什么。
2000 years ago, what did he have in his life?
有没有我们今天的享受。
Did he have the enjoyment that we have today?
有没有我们今天的电脑。
Did he have computers?
有没有可以去看电影。
Could he watch movies?
有没有可以吃好吃的沙西米。
Could he eat sashimi?
有没有三文鱼可以吃，我们刚刚吃了三文鱼啊。
Did he have what we ate today?
还好吃，好好吃。
It was really good.
好享受啊。
It was so enjoyful.
有没有好玩的东西 ，iPad、iPod、iTouch 可以玩。
Did he have fun things to play with, like iPads or iTouches?
什么都没有。
He had nothing.
有没有钱
？Did he have money?
我看他比很多乞丐都穷了。
I think he was probably poorer than most beggars.
没有东西吃。
He had nothing to eat.
有时候还要挨饿。
Sometimes he had to go hungry.
但是为什么他那么快乐
？But why was he so joyful?
因为他生活，他的生命有一个目标。
Because his life had one goal.
他知道我这样的牺牲会让很多人得到更多的好处。
He knew that because of my suffering, many people will benefit from this.
得到主耶稣的救恩。
They will receive the salvation of Christ.
就算我现在被捆绑。
So even if I am bound,
在监牢里面,
even if I'm in prison, I can still bring benefit to many people. I can write letters to encourage the churches. Because he had this meaning.
崇高的一个目标,
he had this one goal.
所以他的苦难带给他快乐,
and so his suffering brought him joy.
今天我们刚好相反,
today we are the complete opposite.
生活, 万无目的，没有什么缺乏，但是没有什么目的。
Our lives lack nothing, but we have no goal.
如果我们没有在信仰上扎根,
if we are not rooted in the faith,
生活过得很好,
and we live good lives,
但是生命却不快乐,
but then our lives are not happy.
因为我们的在主里面没有根神的生命连接在一起,
we are not connected to the source, to Christ.
有一个弟兄,
there is a brother,
他是教书的,
he was a teacher,
他有自己开自己的学校,
he had his own school.
有一次, 有传道叫他说,你要不要来非洲啊, 去做义工。
And once a pastor asked him, do you want to come to Africa to do some good work?
他想说, 好啊, 去看看也是不错。
And he thought, okay, sure, why not? It'd be good to go take a look.
帮什么?
To see what I can help with.
他就去了。
And so he went.
结果去了, 打开眼界。
Once he went, it opened his eyes.
他说, 哇, 非洲的弟兄姐妹那么热心。
He said, well, the brothers and sisters in Africa are so fervent.
这里那么多人得圣灵啊。
So many people receive the Holy Spirit.
说实在啊, 非洲的人求圣灵啊, 特别快啊。
It's actually very easy to receive the Holy Spirit in Africa.
有一次学生灵恩会啊, 99个人得圣灵。
Once during a student spiritual convocation, 99 people receive the Holy Spirit.
有时候我们在这边啊, 求了半天了, 喊了半天了。
Sometimes here,
那个眼泪啊, 汗啊, 什么都流了, 有时候还很辛苦, 还没求到, 那边真的是很快。
Sometimes we pray here for half a day and we sweat and our tears fall to the ground and we still don't get it, but there you get it really fast.
很单纯。
They're very simple.
啊, 这边有病啊, 赶快去看医生先嘛。
Here, if you're sick, then go find a doctor.
看不好再回来祷告。
If he can't heal you, then come back and pray.
那边呢, 没钱看医生。
There's no money to see a doctor.
有病先祷告。
So when you're sick, first you pray.
所以神迹很多。
And so there are many miracles.
所以他去一趟回来。
So when he went there for this one trip and came back,
那么多人得生, 那么多人得圣灵。
He saw so many people receive the Holy Spirit.
那么多人病得医治。
So many people's sicknesses be healed.
还有, 那么多人要听福音。
And so many people wanting to hear the gospel.
哇, 他说, 这个月过得太有意义了。
And he said, this month was full of meaning for me.
隔一年他要去,
so the next year he went again.
说实在啊, 去非洲我身体是辛苦。
So even though when you go to Africa, it's very tough on your body.
我以前的我是比较瘦啊。
Actually, I used to be skinnier than this.
因为, 对了,
yeah, that's true.
要瘦啊, 去一个月回来就瘦了。
If you want to lose weight, you just go there for a month.
回来再撑, 再把气球撑大一点。
And then when you come back, you can blow the balloon back up.
去那边身体是要受苦。
There, when you go there, your body suffer.
但是心灵很快乐。
But your hearts are very happy.
因为看到神的工作。
Because you see the work of God.
如果我们看不到神的工作,
if you can't see the work of God,
每天住在最好的地方,
then every day you live in the best place.
吃最好的食物,
you eat the best food.
没什么意义啊。
There's no meaning.
人生有什么意义?
What's the point? What's the point to life?
跟被养的那条狗有什么不同?
How are you any different from your pet dog?
但是如果我们生活当中有神的工作,
but if there's the work of God in our lives,
我们知道神要我们做什么,
we know what God wants us to do.
不一定是去非洲,
maybe not to go to Africa.
但是我们为了福音,
but if we, for the gospel,
愿意牺牲,
we're willing to sacrifice,
愿意为主受苦,
we're willing to suffer for God,
看到人得圣灵,
we see people receive the Holy Spirit,
看到神, 看到人得到这个救恩,
we see people receive salvation.
这样子我们的心就会很满足。
In this way, our hearts will be very satisfied.
所以保罗在这里讲,
so here Paul says,
我的心是快乐的。
In my heart, I rejoice.
当然是肉体是劳苦的。
Of course, he's suffering in the flesh.
我们看28节。
Let's look at verse 28.
28节, 我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人教导个人, 要把个人在基督里 完完全全的引到神面前。
Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus.
这里说传福音不是叫他来教会就好了。
Here it tells us that when you preach, it's not just to tell somebody to come to church,
或是叫他洗礼就好了。
Or just to tell somebody to be baptized.
洗礼只是一个开始。
Baptism is just the beginning.
不是一个结束。
It is not an end.
有时候我们刚好相反。
Sometimes we could have that completely opposite.
这个慕道者还没有洗礼之前呢，对他特别好。
Before this truth seeker is baptized, we are extra nice to them.
哇，某某某， 哎呀， 每次来的某某先生啊， 一定有人招呼啦，翻圣经啊，陪吃饭啊。
Every time they come, we are nice to them. There's somebody flipping the Bible for them, eating with them.
慕道者洗礼了。
Now that the truth seeker becomes baptized,
他们都奇怪了，为什么现在没有理我？
How come now everybody ignores me?
你都受洗了，你都是我们一家人了，不用你了。
Yeah, you're baptized. You're already part of the family.
要照顾别人呢，要成熟了。
You gotta take care of other people.
有没有那么快？
Is it that fast?
没有那么快吧。
It's not that fast.
所以有一些慕道者说我被骗了。
So some truth seekers say I was tricked.
哦， 洗了礼之后就没有这个特别的待遇啊。
Because now that I'm baptized, I don't get any special treatment.
啊，其实不是这样。
But it's actually not like.
但是我们要引导一个人到神的面前。
When we want to guide somebody to Christ.
就好像养一个小孩。
It's like raising a child.
你不能把他一生出来就好了，自己吃奶啊。
You can't just give birth to them and say, okay, go drink milk.
你把他生出来之后，你要帮我做家务啊。
You can't just give birth to them and say, now you have to help with the chores.
还要给他培养。
You have to nurture them.
还要给他时间啊。
You have to give them time.
还要给他爱。
You have to give them love.
直到有一天他自己。
Until one day they're independent.
长大成人啊。
And they can become an adult.
所以保罗说这个工作很辛苦啊。
So Paul says this work is tough.
所以二十八节。
So verse 28.
所以保罗说我为这个工作啊非常的劳苦。
So Paul said that I labored hard for this work.
照着他在我里面运用了大能大力尽心的竭力。
I labor striving according to his working which works in me mightily.
传福音带领人。建立信仰是件很辛苦的事情。
Preaching, leading others to establish their faith,
但是这是人生最有意义的事情。
But this is the most meaningful work in life.
因为这个是在神面前蒙纪念的。
Because this will be remembered by God.
有时候你带领一个人。
Sometimes when you lead somebody.
一个人信了主。
And one, you lead one person to believe in God.
他也带了他家人来信。
Then they bring their family members to believe.
然后以后他的下一代也来信。
And then in the future, his descendants, his children come.
他的生命改变了。
You see his life change.
他的家里。有喜乐了。
You see joy in his family.
他的家里有平安了。
You see peace in their family.
虽然很劳苦。
Even though it was tough.
还是很值得。
But it was worth it.
所以保罗他里面有一个很大的力量。
And so inside Paul there was a great strength.
在里面基督的大能大力在催逼他支持他做这个工作。
In him the power of God was working him mightily to push him to do this work.
他有办法做得下去。
And that was why he was able to do it.
所以有时候我们在讲做圣工做圣工。
So sometimes we talk about serving.
我们很看重我们手做这个圣工。
And we look highly upon this holy work that we do.
我们为教会做这个事那个事。
I do this for church, I do that for church.
没有错，这是一种工作。
Yes, this is a type of work.
但是我们更不要忘记另外一种工作。
But even more, we should not forget another type of work.
这种工作是神在我心里面的工作。
Which is the work of God in my heart.
如果神的大能大力有在我心里面，每天的工作。
If the great power of God is working mightily in my heart every day.
每天的感动我。
It moves me every day.
催逼我。
It pushes me every day.
鼓励我。
It encourages me every day.
这样就算我在监牢里面我都有力量。
Then even if I'm in prison, I will have strength.
因为基督已经在我里面大大的做工了。
Because Christ already works in me mightily.
我做神的工作很自然。
And then for me to do the work of God will be very natural.
但是如果基督没有在我们心里做工。
But if Christ does not work in our hearts.
你勉强自己啊好累啊好累啊。
Then no matter how much you push yourself, you just feel tired.
做神工作到最后啊累的人超过一半。
Right, the people when you do holy work, then more than half the people who do holy work end up tired.
负责人呢、啊，做了一届就怕怕了。下次拜托啊，下次请不要选我。
Council members do one term and then they get scared. Please don't vote for me next term.
还没做过了，到处叫人家选他，啊，选我去。
And then of course, then let's go vote for people who have not done it yet.
做两届就怕了。
Once you do two terms, then you get even more scared.
我要休息，不要休息，不要休息我。
I need to take a break.
为什么
？Why？
里面的力量没有了。
There's no more power inside.
保罗不是这样。
Paul wasn't like this.
基督的力量，大能大力在他里面。
The work, the power of Christ worked in him mightily.
那再看回来一个观念。
Let's look back at another concept.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
再讲奥秘。
It talks about mystery.
二十六节，这里说这个道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘。
Verse 26 talks about the gospel, the mystery which has been hidden from ages.
向他的圣徒啊。显明了
and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints.
奥秘这个字也是常常出现。
This word mystery also shows up a lot.
那我们知道，在哥罗西教会当时遇到很多的异端。
We know that at the time in the Church of Colossus, there was a lot of heresy.
讲很多奥秘。
There were a lot of mysteries.
讲很多很难懂的哲学的理论。
There are a lot of many tough to understand philosophies.
所以很多信徒啊，很容易被迷惑。
And so many members were easily led astray.
但是保罗说，你们讲奥秘，我也讲奥秘。
But Paul said, if you're going to talk about a mystery, I also have a mystery.
你那个是世界上的小学，世界的哲学，没有什么。
You have some petty philosophies of this world.
我现在跟你讲一个真正的奥秘。
It's not much. I've got the true mystery for you.
最 top 的，最厉害的。
I've got the top mystery for you.
什么奥秘？
What mystery?
这个奥秘就是基督。
This mystery is Christ.
就是基督耶稣啊。
It is Jesus Christ.
我们来看以弗所书第三章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3.
第三节。
Verse 3.
以弗所书第三章第三节。
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 3.
三章三节，用启示使我知道福音的奥秘，正如我以前略略写过，你们念的，就晓得我深知基督的奥秘。 第六节。
Verse 6。
啊，这个都要大家圈起来啊，自己要做 concordance 啊，知道说讲奥秘是讲哪里。
Make sure you circle it so you know that what you know where it talks about mysteries.
第六节。
Verse 6。
是奥秘，就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同为应许。
That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of His promise in Christ through the gospel.
哇，这个奥秘很厉害。
This mystery is really something.
可能对我们今天没有办法体会。
Maybe it's hard for us to experience this today.
但是对保罗那个时代的人。
But for the people of Paul's time.
还有在保罗之前那个时代的人。
And for the people before Paul's time.
他们没有办法想象。
They could not imagine.
如果一个人不是犹太人还可以得救。
That somebody who is not a Jew could be saved.
因为他们以前的观念。
Because their original concept before
你要信神要进犹太教
was that if you want to believe in God, you want to be a Jew.
你要守割礼
you have to be circumcised.
你要改变成一个犹太人
you have to change yourself to be a Jew.
还有你要做所有的律法的事情
and you have to do all the work of the law.
但是其实神的救赎的计划不是这样
but actually this was not the plan of salvation.
那只是一步而已
that was just one step.
之后说引领到外邦人你要得救
later it would lead the Gentiles to also be saved.
在基督耶稣里面
That in Jesus Christ,
无论是白的是黑的
whether you're white or black,
是黄的
or yellow,
什么的文化
whatever culture you're from,
在基督耶稣里面
in Christ,
不再是外邦了
you are no longer a Gentile,
因为基主耶稣基督的保险
because of the blood of Jesus Christ,
连接上主耶稣的身体
and you are now connected to the body of Christ,
我们在温哥华教会
in the Vancouver church,
有中国人
there are Chinese people,
有阿富汗人
there are Afghan people,
有印度人
there are Indians,
有菲律宾人
there are Filipinos,
我想不起来还没有别的人
I think there's a few
很多种族
There are a lot of different nationalities
这边也是一样
It's the same here
这个是奥秘、啊、
This is a mystery
如果你三千年前跟随便一个教会的人讲这个事情他搞不懂你在讲什么
if you just talked about this with anybody 3,000 years ago they would have no idea what you're talking about
但是保罗知道
But Paul knew
基督耶稣里面
that in Christ
同盟应许
that we are all one
同为后嗣同为 descendant、
oh, we are all the same we have the same descendants
这个就是基督耶稣的奥秘
this is the mystery of Christ
所以我们真的很感谢神
and so today we really thank God
本来我们每一个人都是外邦人
that originally every one of us was a Gentile
在座应该没有犹太人吗
I don't think there's any Jew here
有的可以举手、啊、
if there are please raise your hand
可能还没有、啊、
there aren't any
到今天大部分的犹太人还不接受主耶稣基督
today most Jews still don't accept Jesus Christ
时间还没到
because the time has not
但
come
但是这个救恩先留给我们
but this salvation was first brought to us
圣经里面有没有华人
so if you look in the Bible do you see any Asian people
有一个学生问我为什么圣经里面没有 Chinese 的那些 history
a student asked me how come there's no Chinese people in the Bible
Chinese history、
啊、or Chinese history in the Bible
说圣经刚刚不是讲中国历史当然不会有中国历史
I said the Bible's not talking about Chinese history of course you won't find that in there
你找不到 其他的种族人在里面
you can't find other races in here
是以犹太人为主
it's mainly about the Jews
但是今天呢这个救恩先轮到我们
but today this gospel this salvation has first come to us
我们还比犹太人先得救、啊、
we actually become saved before the Jews
我们以后还要去传给他
and we actually have to go preach to them
你说这个是不是奥秘
isn't that a mystery
就是神的救恩太伟大
the salvation of God is just too great
我们只能够在神面前俯伏在地
we can only bow down before God
谦卑自己
and humble ourselves
领受从神来的恩典
to receive the grace from God
同心默祷
let's pray in silence